Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, the Ravens lost. The Orioles winter meetings are going on. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by the esteemed mayor of the city of Baltimore, Brandon Scott, joins us now. Mr. Mayor, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. I heard you were at the Bubba fundraiser on Saturday night. We had Adam Jones on last week talking about the event. I heard it was an incredible event.
A great organization, the Bubba and Diamond Collective, doing great work. Young people in the city, young ladies playing softball, young boys playing baseball, just another great organization doing great work in the city. And it was good. It's good. First time I had swung a bat in like a year, so I felt good.
Well, you performed in the clutch, Mr. Mayor. You were driving the ball in the batting cage there. And as much as the highlight for me was getting to talk to some of the Bubba scholars, including Sebastian, who we had in studio on the show with us, and they are amazing, amazing, inspiring kids. It looked like you were patting yourself on the back there a little bit, and rightfully so.
Well, look, Adam and I have been friends since he came to Baltimore, so I can never swing another baseball bat again, because who can say that they actually hit the ball further in a batting cage simulator than their favorite baseball player of all time? I can take that to the bank forever, so I'm good. But for me, the highlight was definitely the young folks, just talking to them, some of them who I've seen grow throughout the years, and just seeing them now be juniors and seniors in high school and getting ready to go and play at the next level, and just really show another representation of the best that Baltimore has to offer, not just as athletes, but as young people.
And that's exactly where I was going to go with Bubba. Like, obviously, it's great to have baseball, softball, the facility's awesome, right by the stadiums, but it's also the mentorship program and these young men, these young women really just growing up and being great, great adults.
Yeah, no, listen, so many of them, man. Like, you know, we have a couple that are playing at my alma mater, St. Mary's. You have them all over the country now. And they really are not only succeeding on the field, but in life. And I think that's the story that gets lost about our young people in Baltimore. And we know that our athletes in particular, they graduate at a higher rate. They perform at a higher rate, not just in their respective sports, but in life. And I think that that's something that I'm always going to tout, being a former athlete in Baltimore City Public Schools.
The model that they have there, it strikes me as something that I think maybe could be replicable in other ways with other nonprofits, where you're pulling business leaders together, you're taking these college kids, right, who might not at UMBC or Coppin or wherever they're playing ball, don't have these kind of hit tracks and all that stuff that you were using. They don't have that on campus. And so they get to use those facilities here and better themselves as players. But at the same time, they've got to take these young people under their wing. They've got to show them baseball, but then also talk to them about what it's like applying to colleges, right? And what it's like getting internships, like that whole pass it down thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I think there's some secret sauce to that.
It is, and we see it happening with Bubba. You see it happening in other places too, with Coach Sandbrain and Melo and them are doing at the Sanctuary is another example of that. There's so many folks around town that play sports, that are coaching sports and running organizations that are putting into these young people. And I think the key sauce or key ingredient that you see in all of those organizations is that they're not just talking to these young people about sports, but about life, right? And even at the earlier ages, I'm still coaching in Volo Kids. We celebrated 10 years of Volo Kids just a few months ago, and we're teaching young people how to work together, how to push themselves athletically, but also how to push themselves as individuals and work together as a team, things and skills they'll use for the rest of their life.
It's been a while since we've had you on, Mayor, and I know it's been a couple months since it's opened up, but what about the Ravens partnering with the Boys and Girls Club, opening up that facility in West Baltimore? It looks fantastic.
It is. And listen, it is a fabulous facility, and it's just the latest one, right? When you think about in my time in office, actually just today is my fifth year anniversary of being mayor, right? We've been able to reopen or build new over 7 rec centers. We got 5 under construction right now. We have with the Ravens and Boys and Girls Club and Rec and Parks at Hilton. When you're talking about the kind of facilities that we're building now, it's not just some room. That center before was literally just a space with a room. There was not even a gym in a rec center. As I always say, if it doesn't have a gym and some field space, that's not a rec center to me. And we just need to keep having those partnerships. We're looking forward for us here in Baltimore. We're going to be opening Chick Webb Rec Center in East Baltimore, Parkview Rec Center right at Penn North, Gardenville in Northeast Baltimore. Then maybe next year, but probably after that, get to Elijah Cummins and some of the other ones that we have coming down in South Baltimore. And that's the kind of work that we're going to continue to do, because we know these kind of facilities not just create a space for people, but it changes people's lives. I had the honor on Saturday night at Rec and Parks this holiday party to honor my first track coach. The first time I ever wear blue and gold wasn't at Mervo, it wasn't at St. Mary's, it was at Towanda Rec Center. My coach at that time was Miss Mary, and we honored her for her 48 years of service to the young people of Baltimore and Recreation Park.
Talking to Mayor Brandon Scott, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. You mentioned you've been in office 5 years, and for our teams in town, look like the Orioles a couple years ago were close to getting to the pinnacle of the sport. The Ravens got to an AFC title game. This last 12 months, though, not great times for our local sports team. When are we going to get things righted, Mr. Mayor?
We're still there. I mean, the Ravens still have a chance. We're all a little down after yesterday, including me. I'm pretty sure you guys saw my weekly post-game post yesterday. Unfortunately, I have to do a video in a Squealers jersey for Ryan Clark, because him and I made a bet. So I have to figure out how I'm going to pull that one off. But I just think that the Orioles, I think that we made some great moves in the offseason. We just have to make sure that they continue to do that. And with the new ownership group, I believe that they will. And we have the young core there. We just need to make sure that we're hitting on all cylinders at the right time, right? And I think the same thing goes for the Ravens. I think that we'll get there. We still control our own destiny. Now is the time. We all wish that, you know, the NFL knew where the catch was. But I think that debate is still going to be there. You know, last time I checked, they always say you just need two feet down in the end zone, and you got to catch. But who knows? I guess the rules are different when you're playing the field.
Yeah, likely in the end zone. Just it's always something. One of the things that I'm hoping
likely
to see
be controversial.
Yeah, yes. Right. It's always something bizarre. Yes. One of the things I'm hoping to see in my lifetime is us get back in the professional soccer game, Mr. Mayor. And I know it's not going to be MLS, but I think we'd be a great spot for the USL. And I know there was that site study that was done with MLS Pro, who I'm not as big on, at Carroll Park. I know there's some other studies and things going on. Any sort of update in terms of us maybe eventually getting an outdoor soccer franchise of some caliber?
Well, no update. Those things still have to take the process as they go through. But everyone knows, as you know now, that we as a city are open to it. We're looking forward to always continuing to show that we are a hub for sports and entertainment, and we want to continue to do that. We know that our area, people love soccer, right? As I told you guys the other night, it's the one sport that I cannot play.
Ice hockey.
But it'd be something I think will be great for the city of Baltimore. We'll see how the studies and things shake out, and we'll move forward from there.
Well, Mayor, there's a major sporting event taking place downtown at M&T this weekend. Army-Navy coming to Baltimore. Just how big of a deal is that?
It's a huge deal. When you're talking about, obviously, these two historic teams, two great branches of our military, folks that fought for our freedom, for me, it's going to be a very interesting game. I am the grandson of an Army vet, the nephew of an Army vet, and the brother of a Navy vet. My baby brother, it was a Navy vet on the destroyer. I'm going to enjoy watching him and my uncle go at it at the game on Saturday. But really, we know it's going to be some good, hard-hitting football. You can get some old-school running, all of that good stuff there. But obviously, I'm going with Navy because of the locality, and also they wear Under Armour.
we appreciate your time, Mr. Mayor. And before we let you go, I wanted to go back to where we started, because I think there's two things that are very interrelated in what's going on in this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
City, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it. So you talked about rec centers and what Bubba's doing and those sort of things. And there's a lot of national attention going to how our violent crime rates have been decreasing at sort of a historic rate around here. And I look at those two things and I see them as incredibly interconnected. Some people might say, well, what does one have to do with the other? But I feel like the more we invest in these young people, the more we give them opportunities, easy, available opportunities in their current communities to feel wanted and to feel part of something bigger than themselves. I don't know, man. I kind of think that's where it starts, but you know a whole lot better than me.
Well, yes, it's all of it, Jason, and I think that that's a very good point. Listen, when anytime anyone asks me how we've been able to do something that 5 years ago people told me was impossible, right? Mm-hmm. For me, it's still far too many. We had some incidents over the weekend, folks fighting at a bar, something that the police or no one really could have prevented, aside from folks who are not mentally mature enough to not have access to guns, right? But we have the fewest amount of homicides on any December 8th in recorded history. That is something that we should acknowledge, but it's all of it. It is the investments that we've made into group violence reduction strategy, focusing on those individuals who are most likely to be the victim or perpetrator, giving them a chance and then removing them from the neighborhood with our police department if they don't, and turning them over to the state's attorney and attorney general, whose folks are doing great prosecutions. All those gun cases that the police department make for folks carrying illegal guns, trafficking illegal guns at my direction, turning them over to the state's attorney and the attorney general for prosecution. But at the same time, that investment that we made into community violence intervention, all of that work, people who used to be shooters who are convincing people not to do that, and then the work that we've made in education. We've also, in my time in office, opened 11 new schools in the city of Baltimore, renovated or built brand new. The rec centers that we talked about, 6 pools, the investments that we've made into YouthWorks, all of those things matter because there isn't one thing that's going to reduce violence in Baltimore, any city. You have to do all of the things all the time, and that's why we have a comprehensive violence prevention plan. That's why I passed a law that said that we had to operate that way, and we will henceforth and forever. And we're not celebrating. We're acknowledging the progress that we made and know we have even further to go so that we get to a day where we're coming on and we're talking solely about Mervo and Dunbar winning football championships and things like Bubba. And we don't have to talk about violence. And one day we'll get there.
Mr. Mayor, one last thing football wise. Let's go back to the Isaiah Likely touchdown. And I don't know how this works politically, but is your office able to make a declaration that here in the city of Baltimore, 2 feet equals a touchdown?
Henceforth and forever. 2 feet down, ball in hand, touchdown in Baltimore. But, you know, the NFL has a history of not liking the city of Baltimore. They gave Jacksonville an expansion team before they gave us one. So we all know how that goes. And it's not just that. If that's not a catch, then Aaron Rodgers isn't a catch either by my book. But, hey, who am I? We have to not leave it up to the refs. We have to make sure that we operate. There are certain people that need to make sure that they actually block somebody on the offensive line. I'm not going to go into that today. But we have to make sure we just operate. And I know that Coach Harbaugh and the team, I have faith that we'll get it done the rest of the season.
Mayor Brandon Scott, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you, gentlemen.
Coming up next, I don't know how you follow that. It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM.
So much has been off about the Ravens this year, but when we get back, we're going to touch on something that's happened this season that's been really abnormal when you look back at the course of this franchise's history. That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.